Chapter 9. Addie's Mum. One morning, Mum came into the living room. She smiled at me with her kind brown eyes. "She looks better. She's my beautiful mum again," I thought. Mum looked out of the window. "What happened? Why did all the other towers fall down?" she asked. I said, "I'll tell you everything, but first, you must come with me out of the flat." Mum looked a bit frightened, but she said, "Okay." We walked slowly to Dory's flat. "It's lovely to see you," Dory said to Mum. "I'll make some tea." Dory made tea, and she poured it into nice cups. Then Dory told Mum about the Blookers and the buildings. "Will someone rescue us?" Mum asked. "Yes, they will," said Dory. Then suddenly, Mum said, "I must go." And she ran out of the room. Dory said, "Don't worry, Addie. Your mum will come here again." "She won't," I thought. But Dory was right. The next morning, Mum came back to Dory's flat, and then she started visiting her every day. One day, she told Dory about it. I listened from a different room. "Five men hit me," she said. "I couldn't see their faces." "You got away from them," said Dory. "And you're fine now." Mum only slept in her bedroom at night after that. And we all lived happily in the tower. We ate tasty meals and we played games. Then, one night, it started to rain. The rain is washing the salt away, and the Blookers will eat the tower, I thought. The tower will fall and kill us. In the morning, Mum wasn't in the flat. I carried Pigeon on my shoulders down to Dory's flat, but that was empty too. Then I went to the fifth floor and found Obi, Ben, Dory, and Mum. There were piles of empty salt bags on the floor. "We'll be fine, Addie," said Dory. "Don't worry." We poured salt onto the ground outside the windows all day, but we stopped for dinner in the evening. Dory cooked rice and vegetables for us, and she gave Pigeon fish from a tin, not cat food. Her room felt warm and comfortable. Obi was quiet. Then he said, "We haven't got any more salt." "I can look for more salt in the flats," I said. "That's a good idea, Addie," said Obi. "Bring it to my room." I took my torch because it was dark. I found lots of bags of salt in people's kitchens. I took the bags of salt to Obi's room and went to find more. I did this lots of times. Then I stopped in the hall outside Dory's flat. I heard Obi, Mum, and Dory. "The walls are starting to fall down," said Obi. "And there are Blookers in the building." Mum began to cry. Then Dory said, kindly, "We'll be fine. Obi and I stayed here because of you and Addy. Someone will rescue all of us." "Yes," said Obi. "They'll understand about the salt now. They'll say, the rain is going to wash the salt away from the tower quickly. The people in it aren't safe. We must rescue them." Then suddenly, I heard a noise. I ran to a window in one of the other flats as fast as I could. There was a helicopter in the sky.